Lee, on the evidence of what you've just seen, how on earth have your team lost that football match?
Got no idea. Don't know. Well, of course I have. I mean, we haven't defended. The goal's really poor. We were the dominant team. We've had two good opportunities through young Henry. Unlucky on those occasions. And then they have their first attack. We didn't stop the cross. We didn't particularly defend it well. And then, you know, where it's crept in. It's a bit of a flick off his head. It's not a powerful header. So, and then, you know, we've had all the territory again. Our end product could have been a little bit better at times, but I thought we've dominated the game from start to finish.
And then deep into stoppage time, a moment that perhaps sums up today and the season, Gary Medine's shot 9 times out of 10, he's flying in. What a save.
Yeah, fantastic save from the keeper, and Gary's really unlucky with that. Just, yeah, your words are spot on, sums up the season. Kind of come soon enough, the end of it, for me, to be honest. Got to say, the exception of Derby, I think the level of performance has been high. The players are trying to show a lot of courage on a really poor pitch to try and pass the ball around. It's getting more difficult, actually, as the grass is starting to grow, because it's becoming tough the around the areas and the ball's bouncing higher than usual. So, but listen, I've had to just said to the lads, I think the one result that shouldn't have happened today was certainly us losing the game, and maybe even a draw would have been harsh on us. So, bitterly disappointed.
You tried to play on that surface, though, didn't you?
Yeah, the lads. Listen, there's good footballers there, and you know, we need to try and do that. We've got a target man where when the ball comes up from it sticks as well, people can make runs off him, and that's when you see in the early part of the game, young Henry getting in. Good runs from a young player. He's a very intelligent young player. So, just frustrated really, because you know it's another loss and it shouldn't have been today.
I thought he might have been a bit unlucky with the pitch in that first one. It just wouldn't come out of his feet, would it?
Hey, listen, that's the problem. You see it. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, and the goal Michael Jacobs scores at the Macron. He has a similar situation here, and the ball pops up and hits him in the chest. So, you know, that's why we have to rectify it for our own players. You know, we have to rectify it for the way we want to play, and it has to be sorted. So that's what, you know, why it's so crucial.
And you went for it. You made 3 attacking changes.
Yeah, we matched them up in 4-4-2. We've been playing quite well in the system. So I just thought we'd stay with that, and in all honesty, we should have won the game. But you know, with 20 minutes to go, you just have another go and try and get more bodies in there. It wasn't a be.
You've still got this unenviable tag of having the worst points total levelled against you. 2 games to go to get rid of it.
Of course, yeah, that's something we don't want. We've got many unwanted records this season, and it's something we don't need or want. So, I don't think there's any. Question about the commitment of the players, and we've got to try and do that, you know, and not have that record. That's what certainly one thing we don't want. So we'll be going out all out in the next 2 games to try and get those results.
You pulled Tom Barkhuizen out of it. He took a heavy knock in the first half, didn't he?
Yeah, he's really struggling with that. He took another whack. He said as he come off, he signalled to us that he had to come off. His shin pad's actually broken, so luckily it's done its job, because it could have been a lot more serious. He's going to be really sore for a few days, because he's got a nasty cut there as well as the hematoma that he'll have from the tackle. So he just couldn't carry on anymore. And to be fair to him, I thought he'd been doing really well. He'd looked bright. He's took to that role really well. People keep telling me he's a striker, but even when I went to watch him when he was on loan at Morecambe, he never played that position. He's never made any England. I think that was from his schoolboy days. He's used to playing on the right hand side now, and I think with his pace and his determination, he could find himself making a decent career out of being a right back.